Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is Volume 2, Episode Number 12. Our air date is Thursday, May 23rd, 2024. I'm your host, C. Willie. I am joined again this week by the lovely and talented...
Quarter P.
She still hasn't left me. This is good. We're along in a good pace right now.
Or it's good.
And we are very, very excited to have joining us today, special guest, Glenn Brook.
Yay!
Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, this is great. This is great. We're really pleased that you're here with us. Let's dive right in. When we read about you, when we've heard about you, when we talk to other performers, it's country with a hint of progressive rock. Is that how you would describe your sound?
Yes. I think I'm swinging for a country rock vibe.
All right. Well, from what we've heard, you're hitting it too.
So that's, Thank you.
And, you know, Quarter Peep, we were talking a little bit. You've got some interesting influences, family influences.
Yeah.
Yeah. I come from a musical family.
Your father was cover band?
Yep. My dad was in a cover band for many years. He was the lead guitarist and singer of the groups. And then I also have both of my brothers play guitar, one of which plays guitar and sings, and we, on occasion, will get asked to do weddings and specialty events here and there together. Mm-hmm. Then my other brother, he actually is a killer drummer. It goes back, so...
From the standpoint of folks that are in the industry along with you, who would you say your sound most emulates?
I hear a little.
You know, it's interesting. It's interesting. I never really strive to sound like anyone, but when I was growing up, my dad's set list running through the house all the time was just such an eclectic bunch of people we listened to. But one that stood out to me always was Stevie Nicks. And sometimes I think, you know, people are so kind. They'll say, oh, I hear a little Stevie Nicks in there, which bless your heart. That would be one of the people on my list, I would say.
I'm not trying to butter up to the guests or anything here, but I will say, listening to your music, the number of songs that, you know, we prefaced prior to putting this all together, I don't hear a definitive sound of somebody that we hear on the radio.
We hear
day.
Yours.
Yes, it's you. I know before we went on in the recording here, I mentioned to you, you've got a very fresh sound. Mm-hmm. And I just love that. The uniqueness of your music from the standpoint of the messages that you're portraying, but also the absolute sound, not just the music, but the voice. It's very unique.
It's very good.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you so much. That's awesome to hear. That's something, you know, a lot of people will be like, oh, you sound like this and this. And to really hear that makes me feel like I'm doing something. So thank you.
You are. Tell us a little bit about your career. Where did you start? How did you start? How long have you been doing this?
You know, I've been playing guitar and singing for almost 16 years. I grew up, like I said, in a musical family, picked up the guitar at the age of 7, really started writing my high school years. Mm-hmm. And then I got married and had a couple of kiddos, and I kind of just made the decision, you know, I really want to go for this. And so we recorded my first album, I want to say it was 2014, and released that in 2015, to which I got picked up by a group down in Nashville called HMG. Mm-hmm. And it was an inspirational group that took me on a crazy radio tour adventure, if you will. And I was pushing my song, Nothing Stopping Me, which is really what started everything for me. So.
Terrific. And folks, you can find that on all the platforms. Wonderful take on that on YouTube as well.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, the song that we're going to start out with today is Moving On. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so, you know, fast forward, after I left HMG, we had a third. So I have three kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of focused on family life and just, you know, playing here and there. And then, you know, life takes its twists and turns and changes. And a couple of years ago, I started writing again and I'm really hunkering in on my own. Really what my heart was trying to say and what I wanted to put out, Moving On came to be. Moving On is, I always try to explain it when I'm playing out and then it gets a little, it gets a little all over the place. I'm like, you know what, maybe I'll just leave it up to everybody to just make up their own idea, their own interpretation. But I was in a relationship to where Morgan Wallen was heavily influenced in our relationship. And it happened to be a couple actually of his songs would be our songs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess when you're going through so many different things in a relationship, you know, you want to kind of go back to the start. You want to try to save it, fix it, whatever it may be. And maybe it starts with that, you know, that song that started it all for you. You know, maybe it was the first time you ever heard it together. Maybe it was your wedding song. I don't know. But sometimes you just can't get through turmoil. So you know, maybe need a new song and that's called Moving On. And so it takes you through this, a storyline of how people meet and when they hear the song and, you know, and the change, I guess. Like I said, it's very difficult for me to explain because I have no idea in a lot of sense where I was going with it, but then I do. And then I'm like, I don't know. I'm just going to leave it up to you.
To you, though, it seems like it's the type of song that anybody that's listening to it could have their own interpretation or their own meaning to.
100%.
Yeah.
You know, lot of the times I think people listen to the song and they think that it's, they get a good vibe off of it, right? Because of the music that's put with it. But when I wrote it, it actually was meant to be sad. Sad and inspiring at the same time. That, you know, it's sad when a relationship ends, but, you know, it's also exciting to think about maybe the next chapter, what moving on could really be.
Yeah, thinking about what moving on is.
Yeah.
Super. Well, let's give this a listen. This is Moving On.
Awesome.
Okay, I will edit this out, Glenbrook, but I forgot to tell you this at the front end. The mics are live during the songs.
So okay.
Just be aware of that.
Don't say anything.
Yeah. Well, we did our show with Attaboy, and we told them that at the onset, but Mike and Keith sat there and talked through all the songs.
Oh, no.
And you can't, it didn't ruin it. But you can hear every now and then, you can hear a word or some laughter whisper in the back.
Okay,
just be aware.
Yes. All right,
so I'll do the intro here again.
Okay.
All right. With that in mind, let's give this a listen. This is Moving On.
He said, I'm moving along, heading out the door. Now wait, not the song we'll sing about a boy and a girl. Meeting for a drink. I said, you're moving on. Did you even give it time to hear a wine in the car with the song about boy and a girl in a bar? But you can't go back. Can't finish time. But if I had the chance to play the song one last time. Meeting words. Just one last time. the Chevy truck. You didn't look like the boy and that girl. We should go and get it stuck. But you can't go back. Can't finish time. But if I had the chance to play the song one last time. Giving up like a Chevy truck. You didn't love like the boy and that girl. We should go and get it stuck.
Moving on from Glenbrook, and that is Glenn. That's nobody else.
We're like dancing. And I think our table shook a little bit.
Violating all the rules of broadcast right here. Hey, you know, you mentioned you've got three kids. I don't know their ages, but how do they feel about mom being a star?
Oh, well, you know what? They truly do make me feel like a star. They think I'm just the biggest celebrity in the world. And it makes me laugh. Like, I was just telling someone the other day, my son and I, we were driving, and he's like, you know what's crazy, Mom? Like, we're driving down the road, and all these people don't even know who they're passing. And I'm like, you are the coolest, Miles, I swear.
That's absolutely awesome. That's got to be fun. And you know, they're going to think that forever, too. So that's...
Yes. That's the number one point here, right? To show my kids, you know, chase your dreams enough and they'll come true. Just wait.
That's absolutely right. So recently you've been doing some gigs with a good friend of ours, Jackie Daniels. I know we had seen some things that were published here, Singer's Circle, No Style Events. You've been out and about with them. Has that been a fun time?
Oh my gosh, a blast. Any chance you can go and not only sit down and play all of your original material, but to do it around, you know, other artists that are also chasing the dream and just... so uniquely talented. It's just, it really is a wonderful experience. Jackie Daniels and I have grown so much closer within this last year. We've known each other. We've worked within the same kind of connection and an industry of people. But recently we just did our singer-songwriter tour here in Michigan, and we were able to spend some time together, and I just adore her. I love her so much.
She's a wonderful person.
She really is.
For a couple of years, and she's always been very good to us and very talented. Mm-hmm. But you mentioned the ability to play with a number of other singer-songwriters who are up and coming, really promoting the craft. That's got to be a unique situation, unique setting. That's not something you see every day.
You know, it's not. And a lot of the times, you know, when you're out in the world and you're listening to other musicians and artists speak, a lot of them do tend to look at other artists and other people within this craft as a competitor. And I've never, ever saw it that way. I've always saw us to be very unique in our own way. And it's just whether or not, you know, you're honing in on the right demographic, right? So for me to sit down with four other artists who are completely different from me is so inspiring. There is a lot of times on this tour, actually, that there are things that people are doing that I never thought to really do with my own voice. And I thought, well, geez, I keep forgetting that my voice is also an instrument. Why am I not oohing and aahing more? Why am I not utilizing maybe whistling or things like that? So, I find it to be an awesome experience to be around other people that are doing the same thing as I, because they're different. We're all different.
But you're different, but you're drawing on those differences to make your sound even better.
Right. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, I got to bring up, and you know, we talked about this a little bit before, but I've got to bring up of something that happened on our show last week with the Gasoline Gypsies. Yeah. When we go through our show, and at the end of it, we ought to always talk about who's coming up next week, mm-hmm. and kind of give the little teaser, the little preview. And we mentioned that Glenbrook was going to be on our program this week. And there was
nuts.
Tremendous laughter, tremendous cheering from Gasoline Gypsies.
We're like, what's the story?
Yeah, we said, wait. We've got to extend the program a little bit here. What's going on? So I got to believe there's been a little backstage shenanigans, maybe.
Yeah.
Is there something enlightening?
You know, first, let me just start by saying that group of guys have been nothing but an inspiration to me. They truly, I mean, I can't wait. I mean, I already say it now. I know those guys. I knew those guys. Mm-hmm. But I know one day I'm going to be saying that from the audience. They are extremely talented. And again, they are unique in their own sound. And I just love them. When it's funny, my first album was all of that music you hear is the Gypsies. They recorded my album with me.
All right. So there's the backstory.
So that's where it started. And we used the same producer for the longest time. And then just within, you know, our community and playing different shows and doing different things, we get intertwined and we meet up, we see each other a lot. And I think we're, you know, it's safe to say that we're friends and always supporting each other. So they're a good group of guys. There's no bad juju there. It's all so good. And I just love them. Oh, and the best part is when I did my album release party, I had all of these like shirts made, Glenbrook shirts. And it still cracks me up because Steve still wears my shirt to this day.
Ah, that's great.
And I know it's all because it's the Glenbrook logo and possibly it's the softest shirt in the world, but they are just awesome. So,
oh, that's terrific. Good, good, yes. Good. I wanted to make sure there wasn't anything to do with the Vagabundos there that
they have.
No.
All right. Well, listen, we've got another one queued up for you here. And this is a first for the Vehicle City Sound.
But it's a great song.
To be swearing.
I can't wait to be this first for you.
The song is called Shit. And the end of the song doesn't know shit or something along those lines or didn't do shit. I love the song. First of all, the music is tremendous, but the message is even better. And
Thank you.
All know somebody like this, whether male or female, you've all gone through something like this. The message hits home hard. Tell me a little bit about how this came about.
T-Swift moment, right?
Yeah.
Experiences, things that I went through and, you know, unfortunately, experiencing that relationship that I think a lot of us, you know, you invest so much hope into someone, into something and think that it's going to change and you spend your time there and sometimes a little too long. So that's kind of where it started for me. But it's funny, I wrote Shit and I thought, you know, I'm sorry, but that has to be the name. Like I can't make it anything else.
Yeah, I agree.
So I called my producer and engineer there in Nashville before we recorded. I said, well, what do you guys think? And they're like, this is brilliant. Like, we can't wait to record this. And so I got down there and I said, well, what do you think? Should we change the name? He said, absolutely not. That will get played. Don't you worry about that. So, yeah. So the funny thing is, moving on and shit, we're both recorded at Southlight Sound in Nashville. And Leland Grant and his whole team there are just wonderful. But the session workers that came in to do my work on these songs, all of the lead work, mandolin, you name it, was actually done by Adam, which is Tim McGraw's guitarist.
So
that was absolutely cool to find out. And then all the bass work was done by the bassist from Love and Theft. You know, and what's funny is I'm in there doing my thing and just loving the music and the creation. And these guys are just so darn good. They get in there and play it about four times and they're like, all right, see you later. Going to get some lunch, you know? It's like, whoa, son.
Like, and you're going, yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'm like, hold on a second. Did that just happen? But it was just such a cool experience. But afterwards, you know, Leland, you know, and I'm just sitting there BSing with them, having a good old time, not even knowing who I'm chatting with until they left. And then Leland told me, I thought, my God, how cool.
Yeah.
And still to this day that we actually still stay in contact, and I'm sure I'll use them again in the future. But yeah, it's very cool.
So we're looking forward to that too. But right now we got this queued up. Let's listen to Shit.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like I'm walking a thin, thin line. Caught up in my mind, trying to convince myself I'm fine. One minute I'm strong and can go it alone. The next you walk back in, my heart's at home. Longer. give a
shit. Glenbrook, I love that. Just love that.
Thank you.
Wish I'd have had that song several years ago to save a hell of a lot of money on therapy.
You know, I get that a lot. I've had a couple of people that were like, dude, when I'm in the shower, I just like blast that. Sometimes I cry to it. And it's like, I've even had a lot of grown ass men say, and I'm like, you know what? Like, exactly. It's meant for everyone, you know?
We all know them. Everybody can relate to that song. You've gone through that at one time in your life.
At least one. Okay, maybe
twice. You know, what's funny is I ended that song originally. I ended that song originally on the word damn. What was I to you? You know, blah, blah, blah. You don't give a damn. And I played it up north at this bar in Ubly. And this guy, Kevin, at the time, his last name is I'm losing it right now. But anyways, he was like, you know what you should do is you should end up shit. And I'm like, my God, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
And so I took it and I ran with it. And so credit to Kevin on the ending.
Kevin and Ubly, when Kevin, this one gets his Grammy. So what's on the horizon for you? What do you have coming up here soon? Is there more on the writing pad at the moment?
There is. I have a lot of songs that I've been writing, and I just finished a couple of songs that I'm looking forward to recording sooner than later. I've got some dates in Nashville for that. In the meantime, I've got a slew of different things that I'm playing this year. My schedule is pretty darn packed, and I'm excited to say it's a lot of with my band, Glenbrook and the Wild Weeds. So we'll be touring all over Michigan.
Where do folks find out about that? How can we follow the schedule and get out and see you?
Sure. You know, I did have a website. I took it down for revamping. So they can follow me via Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all under Glenbrook or Glenbrook Music. So I'll keep it all out there for them.
Super. And we're going into the holiday weekend. Anything coming up here during Memorial weekend?
Oh my gosh, you're asking me and my schedule's not in front of me.
Go to Facebook, everybody. Go to Facebook.
I'll post it, I promise. So many good things coming up. I'm very excited. June 8th, we're doing a really big show up in Mayo for the Blue Collar Fest with Family Tradition Band.
Cool.
We've got a lot of cool stuff coming up, and I actually just booked out my first tour for North Carolina up to Virginia come September. And I do a lot of stuff in Florida as well. So, you guys can kind of.
We've got listening from all those areas. You get on Facebook as well, because we want to get out and see you. And we definitely will. We'll be.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you. Literally, this is just such a wonderful thing that you are doing. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. This is what we want to do. This
was the whole idea behind live music. We love,
this is the whole idea behind this show, is we want to give people an opportunity to promote what they're doing. And when they're talented like you are, the folks that we've had on here, it's an enjoyable thing for us.
But people need to know. They need to know these talented musicians are out there. And it's people like, see, Willie and I, that like, we have to get you guys out there. Like, and you're so good. Like, this is rock grit. I just love it. I'm all
that makes my heart so happy. You have no idea. I was like trying the whole time to fix my cam, because I'm like, I just need you to see me smiling, because I'm just so happy.
We'll see it in person. We are your show is here soon.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate this.
No, thank you. Seriously, it means the world, and all of which helps me on my journey. And thank you. I'm so glad to meet you guys too.
Likewise.
Yes.
We'll have you back again.
We will. We promise. Awesome. I'd like to keep updates on people we have interviewed. So yes, you'll be back.
Cool.
What people do we have next week?
Oh, so we have the lovely and talented Melanie Mercadante.
And you pronounced it.
Ooh.
That has been practiced. Glenbrook, she practiced that 40 times before.
That is That is an awesome name, I'll tell you that much.
It is. And she's good too. So let's be exciting. Yes.
Well, I think, you know, before we get into our traditional closing, I do want to mention that it is, we're going into Memorial Day weekend. So I do want us all to have a happy and safe Memorial Day weekend, but I want to make sure that everybody does remember those who paid the ultimate price so that we can have a program like this, so that we can live in freedom. And please, at some point this weekend, put the beer down for a second and think about that.
And thank you.
In your own way, give a little thank you and a recognition for Memorial Day weekend. So let's do that. And on the serious note, for those of you who've been joining us, we thank you. It's a wrap on tonight's show. Thank you again, Glenbrook, for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And for all of you listening out there in podcast land, please don't forget to follow us on Spotify. You can also follow us on Facebook. It's Vehicle City Sound there. Our new website is up, vehiclecitysound.com. We're adding to that daily. And if you want to get in touch with us, drop us an email at vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. That's it for tonight. Everybody, be good.
Be good.